Good day, listeners. It's Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap, a capsule of the most significant happenings in our industry, tailored specifically for Australian consumers. Our first story focuses on the celebration of a milestone. NTI, also known as National Transport Insurance, recently marked 20 years of transforming heavy vehicle repairs in Australia. Two decades ago, NTI pioneered the Premium Repairer Network, a move that significantly organized the sector once run by small repair shops. In an industry where trust between insurers and repairers was fragmented, this network was indeed a game changer. The network today brings together selected repairers meeting stringent standards. This has resulted in quick repairs, greater customer satisfaction, and reduced downtime for transport operators. This success story reaffirms NTI's commitment towards ongoing advancements in the heavy vehicle sector. Moving over to comprehensive research into Australia's transport industry, Isuzu Australia Limited, in April last year, released a report titled The Future of Trucking, The Way Forward. Analyzing responses from over 1,300 transport operators, this report shines a light on key trends, striking challenges, and potential solutions. Technological integration, driver recruitment, and regulatory compliance were critical areas that the study considered. The report underlines how embracing technology and proactive recruitment can put industry players on the highway towards future success. Well, the need for regulatory compliance and industry standards comes up yet again in our next news piece. An unfortunate incident took place on the Eastern Freeway in Melbourne in 2020, in which four police officers tragically lost their lives. A national operations manager has been sentenced to 3 years in prison and fined over $100,000 for a Category 1 offense under the Heavy Vehicle National Law. This brings to the fore the need for rigorous safety measures, regular audits, and strict adherence to HVNL standards. It is a stern reminder that non-compliance with safety regulations can have disastrous results. Finally, we turn to the insurer's claims handling practices. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has urgently called for reforms in these practices. An industry review by ASIC pointed out gaps in several areas, including a lack of transparency and inadequacy in resources for dispute resolution. For the benefit of consumers, particularly tradespeople and small business owners, improvements are crucial. Insurers need to invest in enhancing internal controls, staff training, and transparency to conform to Australian financial services regulations, thus fostering consumer trust. That's the weekly snapshot of the insurance industry at your fingertips. Don't forget, you can visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. I'm Paige Estrotori, wishing you a productive and successful week ahead.